各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天好高兴又回到你们当中，跟大家分享今天的信息。
I'm very glad to come among you to share the gospel with you.
我跟师母，今天师母也难得来到这儿，师母要不要起站起来一下，跟他们见面啊？哎，他不好意思，不好意思。对，我们刚刚从欧洲、非洲回来了。
We just came back from Africa.
我们在那边看上帝带来给开了一个很大的福音的门。
We saw God open the door widely to the gospel in there.
我们注意啊，就是在留学生当中，留学生和访问学者的当中，在欧洲、英国和德国，还有南非的留学生和访问学者当中。
We saw God's great work among the students from the foreign country and also the visitors from the foreign country from Europe.
我们看上帝在预备一批的很热心、很爱足的，要回中国做海归的这些留学生。
We saw God equipped a lot of people that will come go back to their own country to preach the gospel.
因为在欧洲、英国和德国的这些留学生，他们不能留美国了，不能留在本地，他们必须要回去。
Because the foreigner students in European, they cannot stay there. After their study, they have to go back to their own country.
所以既然如此，我们看着上帝真的在震动世界万国，让这万国的民都能移动，所以他们可以好好来听到福音了。
So we see God's work that make all the people that come and go so they can spread the gospel.
另外我们去了南非，我本人去了南非一趟，这一次师母去不了。
Me myself went to South Africa.
那南非就是师母的娘家，她好可惜了，这一次的买不到机票了，就没赶上。
South Africa is Mrs. Lee's hometown, but too bad she couldn't get a ticket, flight ticket, so she didn't go.
我上一次去了南非是十年前。
The last time I went to South Africa is 10 years ago.
十年前的时候，我也探访很多华人教会，很多的中国朋友。
10 years ago, when I was there, I visited many Chinese church.
我所遇到的大部分的华人，他们都是要把用这个南非当作一个跳板跳到别的地方去了。
I saw many students or people there. They use South Africa like a jumping board to go some other country.
这一次就不一样了。
But this time is different.
他们要向西非洲了，要走向非洲。
This time they actually go to South Africa, stay there.
光是约翰尼斯堡内大地有70万个华人。最近70万个华人就搬进到约翰尼斯堡 Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yeah, there's 700 Chinese people. They moved to Johannesburg. 700,000.
所以我们就看这个是很不一样的。
So we saw it's totally different now.
他们那边这个就有一点像耶稣基督所讲的，说看着羊的一些个流离的没有牧子一般，所以。必须打发祷告那个庄稼的主打发工人到那边去传扬福音。
It's just like Jesus preached in the Bible said they're like a lost sheep without shepherd. So we need to pray for them so God will send the worker to shepherd them.
Now start speaking English.
我现在要说英文了。
You know, I want to speak a few words to you all in Chinese, of course, because Paul, when he was in Jerusalem, he spoke Hebrew to the Hebrews.
我想跟你们说一些中文，因为圣经上使徒保罗他在耶路撒冷的时候，他也说了一些希伯来文。
But friends, it's a wonderful door that the Lord has opened to us.
朋友们，真的是一个很大的一个机会，神已经为我们打开了。
We can invest our lives in the things of God.
我们可以真的在神的这些事情上好好的来投资我们自己的时间。
Maybe we're not sure what kind of ministry can I do. What kind of things can I do? Here I am in America. I come to this place. I don't know a lot of things. Some things maybe I'm not familiar, but there's something you can do.
也许在让我们自己一想，就说我们在美国，我们好像不知道我们能够做什么，但是神都知道我们应该做什么。
You can pray.
我们可以祷告。
You can give.
我们可以贡献奉献。
And you can have an interest for the things of God.
我们可以在神的事情上好好的投资。
You know, the one who prays bears just as much fruit as the one who goes.
你知道吗？一个祷告的勇士，他就跟出去打仗的是一样的。
We need them both. We need those on the front back. We need those in the support roles, and we need those on the front line.
我们需要两方面的，一方面在前面打仗的，另一方面就是在后面保守祷告的。
So that's why I want to speak to you today about the topic. The summary of the gospel is the Great Commission.
所以今天我想跟大家分享的信息就是大使命是我们福音的基本。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Oh Lord, we come into your temple today and we give you thanks because of the great work that you've done in our hearts.
天父，我们来到你的面前，我们赞美感谢你，因为你在我们心里所做的大功。
As we pray today, we know that your temple is here, that you have established your temple on the praise of your people.
天父，我们祷告的时候，我们知道你的圣殿就在这里，因为你已经在你的在你的子民中建起来。
So Lord, as we enter into the Holy of Holies now,
主啊，当我们进到至圣所的时候，
at that place where we can come into your presence,
在这里我们真的能够来到主你自己的面前，
we pray that your Holy Spirit would move in our hearts again.
我们祷告你的圣灵在我们里面做工。
We pray that you will fill us.
我们祷告你的圣灵充满我们。
We pray that you would use us.
我们祷告你使用我们。
We pray that you would direct us.
我们祷告你带领我们。
We pray that you would give us a vision, O Lord.
我们祷告主啊，你让我们看到你的意象。
The same vision that you have.
是你自己亲自的意象。
To see the sheep with like sheep without a pastor.
让我们看到羊的时候，就看到他们没有牧者的可怜。
O Lord, we pray, Father, that you would use these words today from your word.
主啊，我们祷告你用这些话语，就是你自己的话语。
To accomplish the work that you have.
来完成你自己已经开始的工作。
We pray it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
As we just read in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20.
我们刚读过马太福音28章16到20节。
We know the story that the Lord is just about to go back into heaven again, to ascend into heaven again.
我们知道主耶稣在他快要到天堂之前。
And before he does, he gathers his disciples again.
就在他走之前，他把他的使徒们、门徒们都聚在一起。
He gathers them together in Galilee.
他在加利利这个地方把他们聚在一起。
Next slide. And as he gathers them into Galilee, there's a reason. The reason.
他们在加利利聚集他们有一个原因。
This was the hometown of the remaining 11 apostles.
因为这是是一个使徒的故乡。
To go back to Jerusalem, like we just got done reading our Bible verse today.
就像我们刚才所读的，他们去了耶路撒冷的时候。
The Jerusalem is where you're at now.
耶路撒冷是他们现在所在的地方。
So your Jerusalem right now is here.
So, 我们的耶路撒冷就是这里。
And your Judah is the state of Minnesota area, the greater area.
你们的犹太地就是在明尼苏达这一块地方。
Samaria is just a little bit similar, like perhaps the Hmong people here, the 在明尼苏达的苗族 or something, close culture.
撒玛利亚就像是一些少数民族，像苗族这样的人。
And of course, to the ends of the earth is to a totally different cross-cultural people.
那么到世界的各地，就是说那些完全不一样的那些种族。
But another reason that he brought them to Galilee is because that's the birthplace of the gospel.
那么另外一个原因，他再把他们带到这里，因为这里是福音的出生地。
When Jesus went into Nazareth,
当耶稣基督去
拿撒勒
的时候，
he went into the synagogue.
他去了公会。
And when he went into the synagogue, they gave him the word of God.
当他在公会里面的时候，他把神的话语讲给他们。
And when he took the word of God, he turned to the book of Isaiah and he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor."
当他在公会的时候，他打开以赛亚书，读了以赛亚书里面说，神的灵与我同在，让我来教导神的话语。
He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Isaiah 61 verse 1.
就是以赛亚书第六十一章一节讲的。主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好消息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢，报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切被爱的人。
So we see that the Spirit of the Lord has come upon Jesus for the purpose of preaching the gospel.
所以我们看到圣灵降临在主耶稣基督的身上，是为了让他传福音。
Just as your verse today, your Bible verse today says, when the 当圣灵降临在你的身上的时候，你就必得着能力。When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, sorry, I forgot that in English. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will get receive power. And then please help me to be testimonies from Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
当圣灵降临在我们的身上的时候，我们就在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，并世界的各地传讲福音。
But also Galilee was also called the Galilee of the Gentiles.
加利利呢，也同样被叫做是外邦人的加利利。
And the reason that it was the Galilee of the Gentiles because the Gentile people, the people who were not Jews, also lived in that place.
为什么他被叫做外邦人的加利利呢？因为有很多外邦人住在那里。
I'm going to read Matthew 4:15 through 16.
我会读马太福音四章十五到十七节。
I'll read it and then young 姐妹 will read it for you. Land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light.On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
西布伦地、拿弗他里地，就是沿海的路，约旦河外，外邦人的加利利地，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。从那时，耶稣就传起道来，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Very good, thank you. So we see that Jesus called his disciples to go back to the basics.
所以我们看到主耶稣呼召他的门徒到信心的最基本的。
We have to return back to the basics.
我们需要回到信心的最基础。
What you need to do is remember the day that you got saved.
对你来说，就是你要想起来你当初被拯救的时候的样子。
Do you remember that day?
你记住你当时被拯救的那一天吗？
Do you remember that feeling when the Lord came upon you and you were able to get released from your burden of your sin and you are enter into the new life as a child of God? Can you remember that?
你还记得你主耶稣当时把你从罪里拯救出来，然后给你自由？你还记得那一天吗？那个时刻吗？
That's where it all started.
那才是真正的开始。
That's where we became citizens of Zion together.
那就是我们是西安的圣民的开始。
And that's why I want to tell you about the wonderful things that God is doing amongst the Chinese throughout the world today.
那么这就是神在中国人中间所做的一切的事情。
Because that is the blessing that we enjoy together.
那这是神的祝福，我们大家在一起分享。
You know, recently I was talking to a friend of mine in South Africa, actually, a Taiwanese lady, and I was talking to her in Taiwanese. I learned Taiwanese over there in Taiwan.
最近呢，我在南非的时候，我遇到了一个姐妹从台湾来，我跟她一起在用台湾话谈话。
And all of a sudden she said, and she's a Christian lady. All of a sudden she said a word to me.
她是一个基督徒，那么她跟我这样说。
She said, "Lan ka ki lam." I think you understand Taiwanese people understand that word. It means 我们自己人，咱们。You say in northern people say 咱们 right?
咱们自己人。
咱们自己人。 And you know what came into my heart is a really good feeling, because the Taiwanese accepted me as her own people.
对我来讲，这个是非常的感动，因为我就看到这些台湾人呢，他接受我是他自己人。
But you know what I felt even better about?
你知道我更好的感觉是什么吗
？We are all Christians.
我们都是基督徒。
我们都是自己人。
我们 ，we are all Christians.
That's the truth of the matter. That's the truth of it. Jesus called us.And also to bring the good news of this wonderful salvation to other people that are outside, suffering in the darkness.
这就是基督耶稣呼召我们，让我们把外邦人带进来，不信的人带进来。
So let's rehearse the gospel. Next slide. What is the gospel?
什么是福音呢？
In Greek, it's called evangelion. It just means the good news.
Evangelion 这个是一个希腊的希腊文，那么就是好消息的意思。
And it just means the good news about the salvation that God has provided through Jesus Christ.
那么就是神在耶稣基督里所预备给我们预备的好消息。
And for this reason, Jesus announces the time has come, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
那么因为这个，主耶稣自己说，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
Jesus' preaching is associated with healings and is proof that the good news of the kingdom has arrived.
主耶稣他自己的教导呢，就是有伴随着医治，还有一些证明他这个福音神的国度的降临。
Every time that Jesus in the Bible he heals somebody, I see a wonderful picture going on.
每一次呢，主耶稣在圣经里我们都读到主耶稣他医治人。
I don't only see that person get healed.
我不光是看到那个人的病得到了医治。
I see salvation actually happening, a picture of salvation happening in that person's life.
我真实的看到这个拯救在这个人身上。
Because our greatest sickness is actually our separation from God.
因为对我们人来讲，最大的病就是我们与神的隔离。
And once we restore that relationship with God, we receive the total healing, the healing that can save us for eternity.
当我们与神的关系和好的时候，我们就是完全回到得到了一种永生的生命。
No matter what else happens in this life, we are a successful person.
不管在这个世上发生什么事情，我们都是成功的。
The day that I became a Christian, the day that I got saved, I entered into success, and I've been walking success to success to success, and I'll be successful for the eternity.
当我们那天被拯救的时候，我们就已经被就完全成功了。
And nobody can steal that success from me.
没有人能把这个完全拿走。
And I didn't do anything to earn that success.
但是我自己并没有做什么来挣到这个完全。
Sometimes we work very hard for success, or a PhD, or we want to get a good job, or we want to do something great, and then we can say, well, I did work very hard.
有的时候呢，我们自己非常努力的工作，我们得到博士学位，我们得到这个，得到那个，但是我们就说我们成功了。
Now these work very hard to get that.
我们努力的去得到它。
And there's nothing wrong with that.
没有什么，这里面没有什么不对的。
But it cannot compare with the success that Jesus bought for us on the cross.
但是呢，这个成功。跟主耶稣在十字架上为我们预备的那个成功不可相比。
This is the success that will stay with us forever and gives us success even in this life too, because we have an attitude of success.
那么这个成功呢，是主耶稣在给我们的，是没有，是永远的，是没有人能够拿去的。
And also gives us success in this life because we've already got an attitude of success from the Lord.
就是在今生我们已经也得到了这个成功，因为我们已经在主耶稣里面得到了。
Next slide. Well, let's look at this gospel. What does it have to do with us now?
那么这个福音与我们有什么关系呢？
It is to be preached to all the nations.
那么我们需要把这个福音带给世界全地的人。
The content of it is truth.
那么内容呢，就是里面的真理。
It's meant to be confessed.
那么这个真理是需要公开承认的。
And those who don't obey it will be punished.
那么那些不愿意顺服遵从的呢， 就会被惩得到神的惩罚。
This is something we try not to talk about these days, isn't it?
我们现在这个时候呢，好像没有人愿意去讨论说讲说这个惩罚的事情。
We don't want to leave anybody out.
我们不想让任何一个人好像在外围。
We want to be politically correct. We sometimes say everybody can be included.
我们就想说一些合时宜的话，好像每一个人都在这个范围里头。
But that's not what the Bible says.
但这不是圣经上所讲的。
The Bible says those who are left out are left out.
圣经上讲的那些被在这个之外的，在福音拯救之外的，他就是在外面。
He said there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
他们会痛哭，咬牙切齿。
There will be darkness.
那里有黑暗。
And people without Christ are without the success that we have.
那么没有主耶稣基督的人呢，他就没有像我们这样的成功和完全。
But through the gospel, the message, the Gentiles become part of the people of God.
但是借着福音，那么外邦人呢，就成了神的子民。
When Jesus took the disciples up to Galilee, they worshipped him.
那么当主耶稣把使徒们、门徒们带到加利利的时候，他们就开始拜他。
They fell at his feet.
那么他们呢就拜在了他的脚前。
Just like the woman.
就像这个图片上的这个这个女人妇女。
Who fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and anointed him with expensive perfume.
他呢在耶稣基督的脚前扑下，然后他把他自己的那个名贵的香水倒在主耶稣的脚上。
Because she had been forgiven much.
因为呢，他被赦免了许多。
Have you been forgiven much?
你被赦免了许多吗
？I've been forgiven much.
我被赦免了很多。
Sometimes I don't hardly dare think about how much I've been forgiven because I just look at the old life and I say, how could I have lived a life like that?
我有的时候想我自己的时候，我就在想，我怎么会被赦免这么多？我怎么能过去像那样的生活呢？
How could I be so self-centered and only seeking my own good all my whole life until the Lord Jesus Christ came into my life?
有的时候我就在想，我怎么能那样以自我为中心呢？主耶稣把他的生命给我，我怎么还是过那样的生活呢？
Everybody who gets saved has already experienced a great miracle. How could you change into a person that loves God from the way that you were before?
那么每一个人被拯救的人呢，都是神的一个奇迹，因为。你怎么可能从过去那样的一个自我为中心的人变成现在这样呢？
But that's the power of God. He can do it. Because with God, all things are possible.
但那是神的大能，在神没有不能成的事。
But some of them doubted. Some of Jesus' disciples up there on the hill, up on the mountain, they doubted.
但是也有些人呢，他在怀疑。
How could they doubt the miracle that happened in their life?
他们为什么会疑惑呢？为什么会怀疑呢？神在他们中间，主耶稣在他们中间行的那些奇迹。
Well, you know, Jesus had already showed himself to the. Okay. Sorry, I jumped too fast. I have to go back a little bit. Jesus came to them.
那么主耶稣呢，来到他的面前。
He came to them just as he came to Noah.
他来到他们面前，就像他像曾经向挪亚显现一样。
How did Jesus come to Noah?
主耶稣是怎么向挪亚显现的呢？
Do you remember the story?
你还记得那个故事吗？
After God had created humankind.
当神造了人以后。
And people's hearts were growing more and more cold, more and more against God.
那么当人的心变得越来越冷漠。
God decided that he was going to use water to destroy the earth.
那么神呢，决定用洪水来毁灭世界。
But there was one family that was righteous, and that was the family of Noah.
那么只有一个家庭呢，他是是义人，是义的。
So God told Noah to make an ark.
那就是挪亚，神告诉挪亚去造一个方舟。
And he said, I will save your family through this ark.
我要用这个方舟拯救你的一家人。
After the story, we know that the floods, the rain started on the earth and flooded the earth.
那么我们从故事里面知道，那么开始下雨，然后这个洪水盖了全地。
And Noah and his family of 8 people were able to be saved because of their faith in God.
那么挪亚一家八口呢被神拯救是因为他们在神里面的这个信心。
God came to Moses.
神也向摩西显现。
Moses was a Moses was brought up as a child of the Pharaoh, of the king of Egypt.
摩西呢是被埃及的王室呢养大。
But at the age of 40, he saw an Egyptian beating one of the Hebrew slaves.
但有一次呢，当他看到埃及人在打一个希伯来人的时候
，So Moses went and killed him and hid his body in the sand.
那么摩西一气之下就把他杀死，然后把他的尸体藏在沙土下。
Later he was found out.
那么这件事呢，被人知道了。
And Pharaoh wanted to kill him, so Moses escaped to the land of Midian.
那么埃及王呢想要杀掉他，所以摩西呢跑到了米甸的郊野。
And that's where he was until he at the age of 80 he saw a burning bush.
那么直到他在八十岁的时候，他看到神那个在荆棘中显现的，在火焰显现在荆棘中。
And that burning bush would not burn up.
那个荆棘虽然被火烧，但是它却不被烧灭烧掉。
Moses he went over to that bush to see how come it wouldn't burn up.
那么摩西呢走到跟前来看这个荆棘为什么没有被火烧掉呢？
And God said, I am who I am.
那么神告诉他我是自由拥有。
And he said, I'm going to use you to take the Israelite people, the Hebrew people, and you're going to lead them out of slavery.Into the promised land.
那么我要用你去把以色列人从埃及带出来。
God came to him, but Moses wasn't able to enter the promised land.
但是摩西呢，他自己呢，并没有进到迦南地。
But his disciple was. His name was Joshua.
但是他所带的一个门徒做到了，就是约西亚。
And when Joshua led the children of Israel, the Hebrew children. To the land of Israel, to the land of Canaan, and he was about to enter in.
那么，当约西亚来到这个迦南地的这个口这儿要进的时候
，At that time, the 万军之耶和华的使者 ，the angel of the Lord of hosts stood there with his sword outstretched.
那么，耶和华的使者呢？他举着宝剑。
And Joshua stood in front of him and he said, Are you for us or against us?
那么约西亚问他，你是来为我们的还是来反对我们的？
And then the angel of the Lord of hosts said his position and led Joshua into the land, the promised land.
那么万军之耶和华呢，告诉他，他是来帮助他们进到应许之地。
David wanted to build a temple for God.
那么大卫王呢想为神建一个殿。
Oh, sorry, I forgot Gideon.
还要讲到基甸。
Gideon was a local farmer.
基甸呢他是一个农民。
And he was thrashing out the grain in his field.
那么他在麦场上打麦。
And the angel of the Lord said, You valiant warrior, Gideon, the valiant warrior of the Lord.Valiant, brave.
基甸，你是一个很勇敢的人。
Warrior.
你是一个勇士，打仗的勇士。
And Gideon said, Not he.
基甸说，不是，不是的。
He said, Where? Not me. Of course, not me.
当然不是我。
But the Lord used him to enable to overcome the Midianites who were at that time oppressing the Israelites.
但是神呢，使用他呢，打过了米甸人。
And then David was built. What the Lord came to David, who wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
那么大卫呢，想要为神建个殿。
And God said to him, David, you are a man of war.
那么神向大卫说，大卫，你是一个打仗的人。
You killed a lot of people already.
你已经杀了太多的人。
I can't have you build my temple.
我不想让你来为我建殿。
But I'll let your son build a temple.
但是你的儿子会为我建殿。
So David started collecting all the resources for his son to build a great temple of the Lord.
所以大卫呢就开始聚集很多的材料来帮助来准备这个殿的建立。
Friends, maybe you can't build a temple for the Lord.
朋友们, 也许你不能,
maybe you can't go to the mission field yourself.
也许你不能到那些, 传福音的那些,
maybe you can't do some things that you wish you could, you maybe could do when you were young. We're all getting a little older now.
也许你在你年轻的时候, 你没有做该做的事情,
but your children can.
但是你的孩子们可以。
Let the next generation carry the torch.
让下一代的人继续这个接力棒。
Because now God is coming for you.
因为神现在到你和我面前。
Because he says, now the Lord is saying, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
因为神说, 主耶稣说, 所有的天上地下, 所有的权柄都给我了, 所以你们要去, 使万民做我的门徒, 奉父子, 圣灵的名,
okay, this one we're just going to go through because I missed this one. Okay, keep going. That's good. Next one. Okay. In giving the Great Commission, Jesus was calling his disciples back to the basics of their faith.
那么在, 主耶稣给了 使徒们大使命的时候, 他又教导他们回到, 他们信心的最起初,
because he always wants us to remember the grace that we've received.
因为他常常的提醒我们, 记住我们当初所被拯救的那一个时刻。
In the book of Revelations, there's when we read the book of Revelations, there's a description of seven churches there.
当我们读到, 启示录的时候, 我们看到, 关于七个教会的指示。
And one of the churches is the church of Ephesus.
那么有一个教会呢, 就是以弗所教会。
And that church has a glowing report.
那么那个教会当时有很多的不好的一些报道。
Oh, glory, 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 that had a glowing report. Very, very good.
很好的, 报告, 报道。
You can just read that directly in okay. Revelations 2:2 and 3.
启示录第二章第二节, 我知道你的行为劳碌, 忍耐, 也知道你不能容忍恶人, 你也曾试验, 那自称为使徒, 却不是使徒的, 看出他们是假的来, 你也能忍耐, 曾为我的名劳苦, 并不疲倦。
Okay, just stay there for a second. It says a wonderful glowing report of their service to the Lord. But there's one thing that the Lord holds against them. Please. It says, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first.
然而有一件事呢, 我要责备你, 就是你把起初的爱心离弃了, 所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的, 并要悔改, 行起初所行的事。
What was it that you did at first when you first got saved?
那么你当初起初所行的事是什么呢?
Do you remember?
你还记得吗?
I can make a very good guess.
我可以做一个很好的猜想。
You did the same thing that I did. That was, you were so concerned for other people, and you preached the gospel to everybody.
那么我想你和我一样, 当时呢, 你非常的, 去关心那些没有得救的人, 所以你就向他们传福音。
I remember when I first got saved, I went away for the winter and I came back, and I remember I rode my bicycle for 500 miles to get back home.
我记得我当初得救的时候呢, 我去, 我骑的自行车, 骑了500英里,
to get home.
到家里。
As soon as I got home, I was so worried about my mom and dad. As soon as I got home, I said to my dad, 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 did you get saved yet?
当我回到家里的时候, 我就问我的父亲, 爸爸, 你被拯救了吗?
I said, you've got to get saved or you'll go to hell.
爸爸, 你如果没有被拯救, 那么你就是将来要下地狱的。
Oh, I remember my dad was not happy to hear that.
我还记得我当时我的父亲呢, 听到这个, 非常的不高兴。
He looked at me like, have I gone crazy or something?
他看我的样子, 就好像是我有点疯狂了。
Then in my little town, I'd come from a little village of 2,000 people.
那么我当时那是一个非常小的村庄, 只有2,000来人。
I knocked on the door of everybody in that town.
我呢就开始每家挨户的去敲门。
I told them, all come to the city hall, we're going to have an evangelistic meeting.
那么我告诉他们, 你们都到市政府这个 飞这个建筑这儿来，所以我们有一个会议。
Like a 布道会。
有一个布道会。
And I was the speaker.
我是这个布道会的讲员。
And I didn't even know the Bible hardly at all.
我呢那个时候真的连圣经都不很熟悉。
And 300 people came.
有300多人来了。
And I remember what I was speaking. I didn't even know what to say.
当我要开始说话的时候，我都不知道该说些什么。
But I just said, the Lord Jesus loves you and Jesus died for us. That's the first love that we have, isn't it?
但是我就告诉他们，主耶稣为你死了，神爱你。
That's the kind of love that we need to have in our life. We're going to need to get back to the basics and our life will have a great meaning and a great worth because we'll be storing up treasures in heaven which will never be able to take away for eternity.
这就是我们当初的爱，那么我们需要把这个爱真的是再找回来，然后在天堂上为我们自己积攒财宝。
Who says it?
这是谁说的呢？
Next slide. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus Christ.
那么这是主耶稣说的，天上地下所有的权柄都给我了。
Now he's telling his disciples, he says, all authority has been given to me.
那么主耶稣告诉他的使徒们，所有的全天上地下所有的权柄都给了我。
But hadn't this authority been given to him earlier?
那么这个权柄难道在前面没有给他吗？
All the deliverances he did.
那么他释放了解救了多少人？
All the healings he did.
他医治了多少？
The calming of the seas.
他平静了海。
The feeding of thousands.
那么他喂饱了数千人。
And answering the tax of the Pharisees, that had all been given to him.
当他回答那些法利赛人的反对的时候。
The authority of Jesus had already been stressed in this gospel. Thank you.
那么主耶稣他的权柄呢，其实在福音里面已经讲到。
He said, heaven and earth will fade away, but my words will never fade away.
他说天地要废去，但是我的话却不能废去。
He said to the sinner that his sins were forgiven.
他对那些罪人说，你的罪被赦免了。
But now he's saying, even in the Lord's prayer, he said that we know that 国度权柄荣耀全是你的直到永远。He said, how do you say it in the end of the Lord's Prayer? I forgot.
Dominion.
Sorry, 想不起来。
我
got mixed up here.
Dominion.
For the power and the glory, for the power and the glory, oh, like, senior moment. Can you?Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thine is the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Shermu. So,
我一下想不起来英文了，其实就是国度权柄荣耀全是你的直到永远。
Next slide. So the power of the Lord now is he's transferring to us, to his disciples.
那么他的这些权柄和能力现在给了使徒。
When did we receive that authority of the Lord?
当我们看到神的这些权柄和能力的时候。
It says in John 1:12, he said, Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
那么就像在约翰福音第一章十二节说的，凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So when we become Christians, we receive the authority of the Lord.
当我们变成基督徒的时候，我们就从神那里得到能力。
What is authority?
得到权柄。
To do,
这个权柄是什么？
The authority is to do the things that Jesus would do if he was on earth.
那么去做，那么主耶稣在地上时候所做的事情。
In Luke chapter 10 verse 19.
那么在路加福音第十章十九节的时候。
I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you.
我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。
Isn't that a wonderful promise?
这是不是一个非常完美的这种应许呢？
Can you grasp the depth of that promise?
那么你能不能真正的抓住这个应许的实质呢？
Nothing will harm you.
没有什么东西能够伤害我们的。
I don't know about you, but I used to be bound by fear.
我不知道你，但是我常常被一种被害怕所辖制。
I was afraid of lots of things.
我常常害怕很多的事情。
The Lord Jesus Christ gave me courage upon courage to face all of those things and to move away, move out of fear into confidence in Him.
但是主耶稣给我很多的恩惠和能力，让我呢从这些害怕恐惧中走出来。
Next slide. Hit it again. Well, we see that the Lord is emphasizing His authority for the disciples to go preach the gospel, but He's also emphasizing the importance of baptism.
那么主耶稣不但强调了这个权柄的重要性，他还强调了洗礼的重要性。
And we are to be baptized in the name of the Trinity.
我们呢应该奉三一真神的名受洗。
Because it's in the because we can see the Trinity at work at the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们可以从主耶稣的施洗那儿呢看到三一真神的工作。
It was the Lord Jesus Christ who entered into the water.
那么是主耶稣自己呢，他从水里上来。
And then we see that heaven opened up.
那么我们看到天打开了。
And we can see the Spirit of the Lord like a dove that rested upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就看见圣灵仿佛鸽子降在耶稣的身上。
And then at that time we can hear the words of God the Father who said, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased."
那么我们听到从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
The next thing that the Lord emphasizes is discipleship.
那么另外一件事情，神主耶稣所强调的就是做门徒。
And the aim of Jesus' disciples is to make disciples of all men everywhere without distinction.
那么这些培训门徒呢，就是说把各样各种族的人来做耶稣基督的门徒，没有区别。
But there's five things that stand out.
那么有五件事情在这里突出来。
The first thing is that the focus is on Jesus' commands, not the Old Testament law.
那么第一点呢，就是重点呢是在主耶稣的命令上，而不是旧约的一些律法。
Up to that point, everyone was bound by the law of the Jews, the law of the Old Testament time.
当那个时候呢，很多人呢就被这些旧约的这些律法捆住。
Now the law is good.
那么这个律法呢是好的。
Because it tells us what is sin.
因为它告诉我们什么是罪。
And lets us know that we are sinners.
让我们知道我们是个罪人。
But the law cannot save us.
但是律法并不能救我们。
Because there's no grace there.
因为那里面律法里面没有恩典。
We have to go to the Bible.
我们需要到圣经里面。
Where the Lord completes the law.
那么主耶稣呢？他完全了律法。
Because he adds the grace that's needed for salvation.
因为他把恩典加到拯救里面。
Secondly, there was a Bible verse there. That's okay. We can just keep going. The second major thing that we want to emphasize in discipleship is that Christ's word does not foresee a time when any part of his teaching will be rightly judged needless, outmoded, superseded, or untrue.
那么第二个重点呢，就是说耶稣的教导呢，它是永不停止的，永远也不会过时陈旧的，也不会被取代，也不改变。
So friends, the Bible is never going to become old-fashioned.
那么朋友们，圣经呢永远不会过时的。
It's just as relevant today as it ever was.
就像今天这样的新鲜，就像以前及现在都是这样的不变。
It faces our problems today as it faced the problems of those in past generations.
那么可以解答我们现在的问题，还有过去的问题。
As we read before, the heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
那么就像这个圣经节上讲的，天地要废去，但是我的话却不能废去。
Thirdly, the disciples, what the disciples teach is not mere dogma steeped in abstract theorizing, but content to be obeyed.
那么主耶稣基督呢教导呢，他不只是死板的教条而已，而且他也是叫人遵守神的命令。
So we need to live out the teaching that we receive.
我们呢需要活出这些。 教导来。
And when we live it out, that's when it becomes effective in our life.
当我们活出这些命令教导来的时候呢，我们就会，我们的生命就会有意义，有作用。
That's when we receive. That's when we can experience the power of God in our lives.
到那个时候呢，我们就能够感受到神的大能的同在。
As we have here in John, we can see these words: "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me."
那么在约翰福音十四章说到，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并要向他显现。
So friends, maybe you see here in America, you see a lot of so-called Christians.
也许朋友们，你在这里，在美国看到很多的所谓的这些基督徒。
But they don't live out their Christian life.
但是他们从来不活出基督徒的真实来。
Those type of Christians are only Christians in name only.
那么这些都是徒有虚名的基督徒。
They might come from a Christian family, or they might come from the Christian society and think that they're Christians just because they're Americans.
那么这些呢，很多呢，他们就是从一个，可能他们是从基督徒的家庭来，或者是从这样的一个环境里来，他们就觉得他们自己就是基督徒了。
It's true, because I used to be one of those Christians.
这是真实的，因为我曾经也是这样的一个基督徒。
But the real Christian lives for Christ.
但是真正的基督徒是为主耶稣而活。
It has to be obeyed, and then number four.A means is provided for successive generations to remain in contact with Jesus' teaching.
那么第四个重点呢，就是说，耶稣基督的福音呢，要一代一代的传下去，直到主耶稣的再来。
2 Timothy 2:2 says, "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others."
提摩太后书说道。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心教导别人的人。
And the fifth, one of Jesus's commands is to teach all that he commands.
那么耶稣基督的一个命令呢，他就是说要教导他所有的命令。
So failure to disciple, baptize, and teach the peoples of the world is already itself one of the failures of our own discipleship.
所以呢，我们常常在门徒训练的时候失败，常常是因为我们自己就是一个失败的门徒。
And the Lord is with us. Next slide. The Lord is with us in even to the end of the age.
那么主耶稣呢，他与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
The Gospel of Matthew ends not with a command.
那么主耶稣的福音呢，它不是说以一个命令来结束的。
It ends with a promise.
它是用一个应许来结束。
The promise of Jesus's comforting presence.
那么这个应许呢，就是主耶稣他与我们同在。
In the beginning of the gospel, he's introduced to us as Emmanuel, God with us.
那么在福音的刚开始呢，就给我们介绍到。以马内利就是神与我们同在。
And now he's with us to the very end of the age.
那么现在呢，他与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
So Matthew's gospel ends with the expectation of continued mission and preaching.
那么马太福音的这个福音呢，就是给我们一个继续不断的这个传讲福音，直到主耶稣的再来。
Next slide. Therefore go.
所以呢，我们要去。
Christ's apostles all went.
那么所有的使徒呢，他们都去了。
Bartholomew went to Iran and India.
巴多罗麦呢，他去了伊朗和印度。
James, son of Alphaeus, to Egypt.
那么亚洛菲的儿子雅各呢，他去了埃及。
Andrew went to Greece.
安德烈呢，他去了希腊。
Peter went to Rome.
那么彼得呢，他去了罗马。
John to Ephesus.
使徒约翰他去了，他在以弗所。
Thomas, Iran and India.
多马呢？他在伊朗和印度。
James, son of Zebedee, Spain.
那么西比泰的儿子雅各，他去了西班牙。
Philip went to Turkey.
腓力呢？他去了土耳其。
Matthew, Iran and Ethiopia.
马太他在伊朗和伊朗和埃塞俄比亚。
Thaddeus went to Turkey.
达泰的他去了土耳其。
Simon Mauritania and Britain.
飞队长的西门他去了毛里塔尼亚和英国。
So every one of them went.
那么每一个使徒他们都去。
Friends, we too have a mission now.
那么朋友们，我们也有一个大使命。
The least evangelized area is the 1040 window.
那么在这个框子里面的这个呢，这个地区呢，他们的福音的传递的情况很差。
This is where we need to emphasize our efforts.
这是我们需要集中我们的力量传福音的地方。
Because this has the most non-Christians in the world.
因为这里呢有最多的不是基督徒的这些人。
But there's also another window.
另外还有一个框。
And that's the 40-70 window.
是这个框。
40-70.
是这个40by 70的这个窗口。
And notice where this window is. It includes all of Europe.
有兴趣的是，这里包括了欧洲所有的地方。
This is where we have to take note.
这里呢是我们需要注意的。
Because Europe was a Christian country, many of the European countries were Christian, very, very Christian before, right?
因为欧洲呢当初是最多基督徒的地方。
Look at Russia.
你现在看看这个俄国。
So this is another great need in the world today.
这是呢现在一个最需要福音的一个地方。
Well, it's a matter of life and death.
那么这是一个关于生和死的问题。
The reason is this. In this verse, it says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is in the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ."
因为死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪。罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着主，我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Friends, we who have received such great grace in our lives,
朋友们，我们得到神的恩惠的人。
We need to be concerned for those that are still outside of the borders of grace.
我们应该为那些还不在神的恩惠里面的这些人来好好的关心他们。
And return back to the basics of our love.
让我们回到起初的爱。
Let's bow in a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Oh Lord, we thank you for the great message that we could hear today.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们这样好的信息。
We pray, Lord, that you would continue to use this church to be the blessing of many people.
主啊，使用这个教会让他们成为多人的祝福。
We thank you, Lord, for your blessed grace to let us enter into the family of God.
主啊，我谢谢你，我们谢谢你让我们进到神你的慈爱的家庭里。
And we commit ourselves afresh into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们重新的把自己再放在你的手里。
Amen.
Amen.